Hi, my name's Nick Smith, founder and creator of Part-Time Pilot. Now, after 3 years, five flight instructors, and over $22,000 out of my bank account, I was finally able to achieve my dream and become a private pilot. Now, I have a bachelor's and master's in aerospace engineering and over 10 years experience as a flight test engineer. So if it was that difficult for someone like me, no wonder 8 out of 10 student pilots never end up becoming a pilot. So this is why I created Part-Time Pilot, and this is why I'm creating this podcast. This podcast will be your audio ground school and just another way Part-Time Pilot is making flight training easier and more consumable for you. So with over 300 students and counting that have used our content to pass the FAA private pilot exams, I hope that you can use this podcast to become the next student to do so. So thank you, and I hope you enjoy listening to the Part-Time Pilot Audio Ground School Podcast. Hello, hello. Welcome in. My name is Nick Smith, the host of the Part-Time Pilot Audio Ground School Podcast. And actually, we're going to be getting into Check Ride Prep Podcast, but I'm not going to change the name of the podcast. I thought about that, maybe starting a new one, whatever. I think it's best that we just continue on. You know, it is ground knowledge, ground study, so it all makes sense, right? So today's episode, as I allude to, we're going to get started on talking about Check Ride Prep. Previously, on the last 85, 86 episodes, we've gone through the entire Private Pilot Online Ground School. So every single lesson you can possibly imagine for Private Pilot is covered in great detail in the podcast, absolutely free. Honestly, I'm not sure how long or if I will always keep it free on the podcast. So please consume while you can. But we are continuing on to Check Ride Prep, like I mentioned. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about tools, helpful tools, and how to prepare and schedule your check ride, your private pilot check ride. So we're going to talk about that and the little details of that. And it's going to center around what I think is the best tool is our Check Ride Prep course. So it's an online course that you can bundle with our online ground school, or you can buy it separately. So it's $79.99 if you buy it separately by itself, or if you bundle it with the online ground school, it goes down, you save $30, only $50. And it is a wealth of knowledge and will tell you exactly what to expect on your check ride. So in terms of knowledge and what to expect and have it all laid out, the plan of what the check ride is going to be like, this is your tool for that. So we'll start with that tool, talk a little bit about that, but also tell you some other helpful tools out there to help you prepare for that, how you might want to prepare, and then we'll get into how to schedule for your check ride. Let's get to it. All right, so Part-Time Pilot Check Ride Prep course, and I'll put a link to that in the show notes if you guys are interested so that you can follow along, you know, as we go through these episodes on Check Ride Prep, you can follow along in the actual course. It's going to go through every topic that might come up during your FAA check ride, oral and flight, and it's going to do it in a little bit different way than the online ground school does it, right? The online ground school assumes that you've never heard these topics, and we're going to break them down into simple English and explain those at a fundamental level so you understand these topics completely and fully. As well as in the online ground school, we also do, you know, check FAA written test prep summaries, and we have test prep material and flashcards and stuff like that, right? Because that's the goal of the online ground school. Learn the stuff for the first time, get a good, really good foundation, prepare you for the flight lessons, and then also to pass your written. The online ground school will also prepare you for the check ride prep, right? And if you were to do online ground school right before the check ride prep, if you had a good flight instructor that told you everything to expect for your check ride and gave you a bunch of, you know, practice mock check rides and a good, you know, a bunch of situational based questions, which we'll talk about, that you might get from your examiner, then you probably don't need a check ride prep course. But if you want it all laid out and you want a refresher on those things in terms of the check ride and how it's laid out in the check ride, and it can be nice to know that you know exactly what to expect. It really is going to ease your nerves a little bit that, you know, preparation, it really makes you confident and eases your nerves. So that's what this course is all about. So instead of just teaching you everything like the online ground school does, it kind of reviews it, but it puts it in a way step by step of how you're going to see it on the day of your check ride. So it's almost like when you go through our check ride prep course, it's like you're going through your actual check ride. And so the questions we ask and the things we talk about are all situational, scenario based, because that's how your examiner is going to ask you. Your examiner is not going to ask you FA written type questions, right? It's not going to say, you know, which of the below options relates to rime ice or something like that, right? It's going to be more situational based. It'll be if you're flying through, you know, you're climbing through altitude and your temperature is actually increasing instead of decreasing. Can you tell me about what sort of conditions you might be experiencing in the aircraft and what things you might want to look out for, right? So it's alluding, he's putting it in a situation type scenario, he or she, right? And then asking you questions based off that. So we painted a picture of a scenario of you flying through a temperature inversion, and it's your job to pick up on that and then talk about, okay, well, what does that mean to me as a pilot? And how do I put that in real life context and actually like relate that to actually flying the aircraft and how that would affect me as a pilot and keeping me safe and all that stuff. So that's what I mean. That's the difference, right? It's not a multiple choice question. It's scenario based questions that you're going to get during your oral and even throughout your flight exam when they're having you do procedures and maneuvers and stuff like that. They're also going to be asking you questions. So you have to understand stuff at a deep level and be able to know what they're talking about when they come up with these scenario based questions. And that is how our check ride prep is laid out. So it's going to step you all the way through and then introduce these questions in a scenario based and then also tell you what answers the examiner will want to expect in those situations. That's what the check ride prep course is all about. If you don't know already, to become a private pilot, you need to meet four main objectives. You have to receive an endorsement for the written. You have to take the written and pass it. So that's two. You then have to receive an endorsement from your flight instructor to take the check ride. And then you have to take and pass the check ride. So that's four, right? You're going to have to receive an endorsement from your flight instructor. You're going to have to do some check ride prep type flight lessons. And then your instructor is going to want to make sure and go over your logbook and make sure that you are all up to date and on your minimum hour requirements and, you know, takeoffs and landings for night flight and instrument time and all that stuff required for a private pilot. And then you'll be ready for your check ride. So just wanted to kind of review that overview and then say that check ride prep, what we're going to do here on podcast here in the next few episodes and what is in our check ride prep course prepares you for that fourth step, right? So we're not going to be able to help you, you know, fly and practice your maneuvers or anything like that. We can tell, you know, in our check ride prep course does tell you tips and tricks and common procedures to be able to hit those maneuvers within the margins that the examiner will require. But we can't, you know, you and your flight instructor are in charge of doing that. And what this course and this podcast is going to help, these podcast episodes are going to help with, is mostly the oral and then any questions you get in the flight test and then the knowledge you'll need in that flight test. So I mentioned there are some, you know, other kind of study tools that you'll want to look out for and use. So one of them is inside the check ride prep course, and that is the part-time pilot AI chat instructor that we trained. So we took ChatGPT, as I'm sure you guys are all familiar with, and we trained it on our content and FAA private pilot content. And we did it by like feeding it the information and then reviewing its answers and telling it how to answer like over 1,000 different prompts so that when it does answer, it knows it's using its own mind or whatever you want to call it, algorithm, but it's in the frame of the boxes that we put it so that it gives answers based off what the FAA is looking for. So that was the goal. It took us a long time, 3 to 5 months, and something that was really cool. I was really interested in doing that because I'm really interested in AI stuff. I think it's a really, really powerful tool, and it's the only AI out there specifically trained for, you know, private pilot FAA stuff. So whereas if you were to ask ChatGPT, you'd get a good answer. You definitely would get a good answer. You might have to provide more context. The answer might kind of be a answer that kind of makes everyone happy, right? Whereas you're wanting to make the FAA happy. So that is going to be on all the lessons inside our check ride prep course. The other thing, we have a thing of resources listed in one of the lessons in the check ride prep course, and I'm going to mention a couple of these tools here. So we have the things that you're going to study a little bit and be able to use for your check write exam. So that's the far aim, right? You want to have a far aim with you. A lot of people tab that, you know, to be able to flip to things. If that helps you, good. But if you just know it well enough or know how to use the table of contents and be able to find stuff, it shouldn't take you that long to find stuff, but it doesn't hurt. And if it makes you feel better to tab, you know, certain areas, then go ahead and do that. That's, you know, the more prepared you can be, the better. So get a good, comfortable feel of the far aim. You don't have to memorize this stuff or anything like that, but be able to find it. And during your check write oral, if you can't think of something, let's say they ask you a question and you know it's in the far aim, you just can't come up with the exact things, you don't want to get it wrong. Depending on the examiner, you can do this once, maybe twice. You can say, you know what, can't recall the exact thing, I don't want to get it wrong, but I know exactly where to find it. You whip out your far aim, you show them that you can use the far aim and know where to find it. You can do that once, maybe twice. You can't do that for every question they ask you, obviously, but if it's just on once or twice, it also shows that you know how to use that thing, where to find stuff, and that you don't want to get things wrong. You'd rather be right and find the right information. So that's just a trick there. The Airplane Flying Handbook from the FAA and the Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge, everything from written exams and the check write exams, all these questions that the DPEs come up with are from that. Those VAR AIM, Airplane Flying Handbook, and Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge. So that's the PHAC and, you know, all those FAA documents. All right, let's see here what else we have. Mentioned the FAR AIM. All right, the next thing is the ACS, the Airman Certification Standard. This is going to list every single thing that is required of you as a private pilot, and it's going to tell you exactly the margins and the exact things that you have to know. So it'll say a ground topic, and it'll say what the private pilot has to know about that. So this is what the examiners actually use to come up with their questions. So let's say there's a topic on, you know, taxiing. And under that, it'll say, must know how to do wing corrections for taxiing. So that will be one of the line items under taxiing. Another one might be, you know, they must be able to taxi, and I must be able to talk to ATC and ground while taxiing. So different things that you have to do in taxiing. So the examiner is going to look at that and take those bullets, and basically that's their checklist. Another example is for like a flight maneuver, let's say a steep turns. It'll tell you the altitude ranges. The private pilot must stay within this altitude and this airspeed, or they fail the maneuver, basically. So this is literally the checklist that the examiners use. That's the private pilot ACS. I highly, highly recommend downloading that, getting used to that, and using that kind of as a guide for your studies. We have a quick lesson in here on what you'll need. Now, obviously, if you're to the point of your check ride, you're likely already have all these things, the FAR AIM we talked about. Now, if you have an iPad, like ForeFlight, that has the FAR AIM on there, you can use that during your check ride. But just be cognizant that there are kind of old school examiners out there that if they see an iPad or see you relying too much on technology, they may take it away from you. So for me, I just recommend just get the FAR AIM book, have that as well, have both, right? Always have redundancies. It just makes your life easier. It never puts you in a situation where you don't have something. So just be smart about that. Go the extra step and have the physical FAR AIM as well. Tab it if you need to. And then that way, if the examiner happens to say, oh, your iPad's dead, well, you say, okay, well, I'll use the book. No worries. So FAR AIM, make sure it's up to date. Good thing about things on ForeFlight, they're easy to update, you know, the documents from the FAA there. Your plotter tool, E6B flight computer, you should already have. You can use the electronic one or the physical one, and they might have you calculate things there during your oral exam, so have those with you, just like you would have them in your knee board. And then you want to have sectional charts and chart supplements, and you want to make sure you have them for your area that you're taking the check ride in, and that they're up to date, okay? So we have links here in the check ride prep course, so you can get up to date ones if you need to use those, or you can just search on Amazon or something like that, but make sure that those are up to date. All right, now I want to talk about preparing for and scheduling your check ride. We talked a little bit about how to prepare, and we're going to go in more detail exactly of what you're going to expect on the next few episodes. So I'll mostly focus on scheduling your check ride and what you need to have and do to be able to do that. So taking your practical exam can be quite nerve-wracking, but there are some things you can do to calm those nerves. The first and most effective way to reduce stress around a practical exam is by adequately preparing for the exam. That's what I've been talking about Here, you know, it really reduces stress and nerves when you've paired fully, and that's really what our course is all about. Do you need it? No. Is it going to make you feel better when you go through it? Yeah, it is. So to do this, what we all should do is find out what to expect on the practical exam, the check ride I'm talking about, study what's expected on the check ride, and then visualize the practical exam going positively. And it's funny, I mentioned this in the course, and I'm mentioning this now, the visualization thing and chair flying. I've talked about this many times before. And one of the interview guests that I'm going to have on the podcast is all about the mental preparation of performance for just like a check ride. So we're going to get into that on one of our guest interviews, which I'm really excited about. It's a best-selling author. Really cool. I don't want to spoil it, but anyways, so we want to find out what to expect, study what's expected, and then visualize us doing those things and it going well. So that's pretty simple, right? So what can we expect? That's what this course and this podcast is going to do, and then going to help you study what to expect it. And then it's up to you to visualize that, practice with your instructor, and then nail your actual check ride. So the first thing that you're going to need to do once you're ready and you've prepared with your flight instructor, gone through our course, you're ready to go, right? Is you're going to need to submit an application. So in order to schedule a check ride, you need to fill out an application through IACRA, just like you did for a student pilot. Now you're going to basically apply for private pilot certificate. The form you will need to fill out is called the 8710-1 Airman Certificate and or Rating Application. You can fill this out in an online application, which we will detail below, or you can go to the actual website, which we provide a link, and print it off and mail it in. You and your instructor must sit down with your logbook and go over training requirements for Part 61 or Part 141, whichever applies to you, and make sure your logbook is, you want to make sure your logbook is neat and tidy and that all the numbers add up. So even if you end up buying a new logbook to make it nice and pretty, first impressions are everything, and I'll mention this many times, but if you show up and your logbook just has a bunch of things crossed off, it's not legible, you can't read it, that's one of the first things the examiner is going to look at. And if he or she struggles reading your logbook, or it's messy, or there's coffee spilled on it, or who knows what, right? It's going to be a bad first impression. You really want to make a good first impression on this examiner, because the rest of your practical check ride might actually go a little bit easier if you make a first good impression and you get them believing that you know what you're doing. So one of the things is making sure your logbook is neat and tidy and all the numbers add up and you have met all the requirements. The examiner will look over this, and it will be very beneficial that you have your logbook in order. Hey, what's up, pilots? This is Nick. I wanted to take a second and talk about the Ultimate Private Pilot Test Prep book. Now, we don't have a ton of reviews yet on Amazon, but a lot of people have gotten it, and we have a lot of good feedback from it. And the reason why is because it blows out all those other test prep books out of the water, right? If you've gotten a test prep book before, it's got a bunch of FA written test questions. It's good for that. It's good for that rote memorization, practicing those test problems and stuff. But if you want to learn beyond that, it might have some bullet point summaries of some of the subjects. It might tell you some tips on multiple choice test strategies, but that's about it, right? So what if you want to learn this stuff at a fundamental level? What if you want to go deeper on any of these topics because you're just not getting these topics? And the reason I made this is because we don't have anything physical. And I myself am someone who really likes to study with something physical in my hands. I like to take it with me to the beach, to the park, when I'm traveling, whatever. So I wanted to make a book unlike any of the other books. So that's what I did with the Ultimate Private Pilot Test Prep. So how is it different? Well, it's got all those test questions just like the other books. It covers every single subject just like the other books, but it breaks things down and explains all the concepts in simple English. And then you add in diagrams and visual aids that those books do not have. And then you also add in QR codes. You know those little QR codes that you scan to bring up a menu that came around during COVID? So yeah, you can do that with your mobile device, your iPad, whatever, and it'll bring up a video lesson on what you're watching. We also have a bunch of QR codes in there for free downloads, as well as free practice tests that come with the book. So it's on Amazon. I'll put a link in the show notes. It's only $37, and it's got literally everything, you guys. That's why it's the ultimate test prep book. It's the best bet you can get for one single book when you're studying for your private pilot test. So check it out. To fill out the online application, you'll need to log into your IACRA account that you created when you got your student pilot certificate and the FAA tracking number, or FTN. Once logged in, you will need to start a new application for a private pilot under the application CFR for you. So we have a picture of the online application and everything's highlighted and labeled step one, step two, step three. So you'll go to start new application, you'll select pilot as a type of application, you'll select private pilot, and then you'll click standard, and then you'll choose the CFR, whether that's part 61, part 141, part 142, which applies to you. Once you select the appropriate CFR, you will be given the options for original issuance, added category or class, added type rating, or added instrument rating. Unless you're adding a rating for different category, classes, type of aircraft, like high performance, for example, or adding an instrument rating, then you will likely be choosing original issuance. Once you have done that, scroll down and click Start Application. Then you and your instructor need to verify your personal information is up to date and accurate, and that your address is accurate. Enter the information for the certificate you are seeking, the certificates you hold, student pilot, for example, and then add your aeronautical experience, which will come from your logbook. What you enter here under the airplanes column will tell the examiner whether or not you meet the minimum experience flight hour requirements, and they will compare this with your actual logbook. So if you fill out this grid of aeronautical experience, which is all the hours for the different types of flight that are required under your part to become a private pilot, if you meet all the requirements online, the examiner on the day of your check ride is going to make sure that your physical logbook does the same. Let's see here. When the examiner arrives for your check ride, I mentioned that already. So we have a picture of this and where you'll want to fill that out. There's different columns, right, for airplanes, rotorcraft, gliders, stuff like that. You'll want to just fill out the airplane section. Let's talk about scheduling the exam now. You will need to schedule directly with a DPE, which is a designated pilot examiner. Ask your flight instructor if there is an examiner that they would recommend. This is important. A lot of times a flight instructor will always suggest the same examiner because they know what to expect from the examiner and can tailor their lessons to the examiner's expectations. And this can help a lot. So if your instructor has a regular examiner, I recommend using them instead of going out and finding a different one. Now, here's a caveat to that. There is a lack of DPEs, and depending on where you are, it can be really hard to find a DPE, or they can be scheduled out so long that it'll take months. If that's the case, then I recommend going somewhere to get it done. Finding somewhere where you can get it while your skills and your knowledge are fresh. Otherwise, if you wait even for more than a couple weeks for an examiner, you're going to have to continue to pay for flight lessons, continue to study, and it's going to get real taxing on your wallet and your time. So maybe maximum a couple weeks, wait for that. But anything else, you got to look at your financials and whether you're willing to continue to fly once or twice a week to stay up and ready with the skills for your check ride. All right, so if your flight instructor does not have one, you can locate one at a link, which we have here in the check ride prep. It's an FAA link, designated examiners. They have a link to find DPE in your area. So go ahead and use that if you can, if you need to find one. Otherwise, hopefully your flight instructor has one and a number that they can give you so you can call and schedule with them. A DPE is an individual appointed in accordance with 14 CFR section 183.23 who meets the qualification requirements of the order 8900.2, General Aviation Airmen Designee Handbook, and who, 1, is technically qualified, 2, holds all pertinent category, class, and type ratings for each aircraft related to their designation, 3, meets requirements of 14 CFR Part 61, Sections 6156, 6157, and 6158 as appropriate, 4, is current and qualified to act as pilot in command of each aircraft for which they are authorized, and 5, maintains at least a third-class medical certificate if required, and maintains a current flight instructor certificate if required. So that's what a DPE is, and who you will need to schedule your exam with, and who basically your examiner is going to be. Once you find your examiner, you will contact them directly to schedule the exam. You'll also work out a payment directly with the examiner you choose, since it varies per DPE. Some charge more than others, but depending on the location and examiner, it could cost anywhere from $500 to $800. I think I paid $600 in San Diego for mine, which was about 7 years ago now, 6 or 7 years ago. So work out with the examiner how they want to be paid, whether it's cash, check, Venmo, PayPal, etc. Just make sure you verify they are the actual examiner, obviously, you're expecting to meet, and not some scam artist. You can look them up by their certificate number. So make them show you a certificate number if you're worried about that, right? They should show that to you. But if you're worried that it's some scammer or something, you can just on your phone, you can go to this link that we have here where you can search for airmen by their certificate numbers and verify that they're actually airmen. Once you've set the time and date, you'll need to make sure your flight school is aware of this time and date so that they can not only schedule you an aircraft, but they can schedule you your favorite aircraft. Also, ask them if they can have maintenance on site. This can be helpful should anything need to be done on the aircraft. Final thing that you should ask them is to if you can schedule it for the entire day, or if you can maybe you can schedule it in the morning and you can be the only one to use that prior to that, right? You don't want, let's say you have an examiner who took you, you had to wait 3 weeks, right, to be able to take your exam, and then you are at your flight school and you have the aircraft scheduled, you know, in the afternoon. That's the other thing. I recommend morning. There's more winds in the afternoon. There's, you know, so it's usually calmer in the morning. So I recommend flying in the mornings or, and doing it as early as doing your oral as early as possible so you can get in the airplane. And then that way you're also guaranteeing that you're the first one in the aircraft. So like I said, let's say you wait 3 weeks and then on the day of your check ride, someone else is using the airplane and then they mess something up on the airplane, right? Or they find something that's wrong in the airplane and now you can't fly. You don't have that scheduled. So you're going to have to wait to do it again. So just make sure and try to see if your flight school will just allow you to rent that aircraft, have that aircraft free for the entire day, or at least you're, you know, until you're done with it, then they, it can be used for other students. Finally, the examiner is going to give you some homework that you need to perform and bring in with you to the check ride. They will give you a scenario and ask you to plan a cross-country flight and bring the complete plan to the exam. Make sure you ask them which weather data they would like you to use. Do they want you to use the day of weather data such that you need to wait to calculate the plan until the day of? Or can you choose a date and time for weather data so that you can create the plan ahead of time? The latter will likely be the case, but it's always good to ask. Also, you will want to create a flight plan for your scenario flight, and we'll get into how to do this and how to open a flight plan in a later lesson of the Check Ride Prep course. And we did cover this on the Audio Ground School podcast, so probably won't go too much into that, but yeah. All right, so in summary, you're going to go over the minimum flight hour experience requirements and your logbook with your instructor to verify you meet the requirements. You're going to make sure your logbook is neat and the numbers add up. You're going to submit an application for private pilot certificate on IACRA. You're going to learn what to expect on your check ride using, you know, flight instructor, a course like ours or something like that. And then you're going to study what to expect on your check ride so that you can ease the nerves and you can know what to expect and be ready for it. You're going to schedule your check ride, preferably with a DPE that your instructor is familiar with or would recommend. You're going to discuss a date, payment, and scenario with the DPE. You're going to make sure that your flight school is aware of your check ride. You have your favorite aircraft booked. That's the other thing I recommend. Make sure it's an aircraft that you're comfortable with. And the flight school has a mechanic on site the day of, if possible, just in case anything happens. You can even get there. We'll talk about this as I go on, but I also recommend getting there early and making sure that the aircraft looks good. And if the mechanic is on site, you can ask any questions you might have. And then do not be shy to ask any questions on your scenario that they give you prior to your check ride to make sure you're 100% clear. Clarify what weather data you'll use for your planning purposes. And then visualize your check ride and visualize it going well. All right, so that is today's episode. Wanted to give you an overview of how I imagine and how I think works best to prepare for your check ride. First off, you know, you really don't want to know what to expect, study what to expect, and then go out there and practice it. So that's what our course is all about, and that's what we're going to try to do here on the podcast. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this first episode and found it useful on check ride prep. Now, the next one, we're going to get into exactly what to expect. So we talked about, you know, scheduling it and what to expect and how to schedule a DP and what a DP is and all that. Now we're going to talk about what to expect on the actual day of. So that's like, you know, verifying your qualifications as an airman, your aircraft qualifications, the oral exam, the flight exam, and how exactly you're going to be graded. It's going to be a jam-packed episode next week, so get ready for that. And thank you, as always, for listening. If you haven't followed us on our social medias or on YouTube, you know, it's youtube.com/parttimepilot. It's at @partperiodtimeperiodpilot on Instagram and TikTok. And then please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. It helps us out a bunch. And remember, we have our GoFundMe scholarship is coming up. We've already donated $1,000. We've already got over $2,500 worth of donations from sponsors. And now we want some, if you have anything to give or if you can share the GoFundMe, we want to make it as big as possible. And we'll be giving that out in the end of May. So beginning of May, the applications will open up. So stay tuned for that. But let's try and get that as big as possible. We're already around $3,500, but our goal is $10,000. So let's do it. All right. Thank you, guys. Hey guys, it's Nick. I want to take a second to speak directly to the student pilots out there. You might be a student pilot that is, you know, wondering what to do next, how to get started, or maybe you're looking for the right ground training or flight training, or maybe you've already started ground training or flight training and you're stuck, you're in a rut, and you're looking for a change, something to help get you out of that hurdle. From my own experience in flight training, after 3 years, 5 instructors, and $22,000, and wanting to quit multiple times, and then now, after seeing hundreds and hundreds of student pilots through Part-Time Pilot, I've realized that the number one thing that makes student pilots fail is that they do not have a good fundamental understanding of the ground training when they get to the more advanced flight lessons. Now, who here has seen Top Gun Maverick? Do you remember in the movie when he says, "Don't think, just do"? Now, when I heard this, I was like, oh my goodness, this is brilliant, because this is exactly what you have to be as a pilot. Now, of course, it's not that we're not thinking, but it's that we understand things like weather, aerodynamics, what our instruments are telling us, what ATC is telling us. We have such a good core fundamental understanding of these things that we don't have to think about them. And when we don't have to think about them, we can instinctively feel and fly the aircraft, look out for dangers, and avoid emergency situations. If we do have to think about these things, it's going to put us behind mentally, and we're going to be behind the aircraft. And when you're behind the aircraft mentally, bad things happen. And this happens when you don't have a good understanding of the ground school content. So now the first 10 to 15 hours of your flight training can go smooth, even if you don't have a good understanding of ground training, right? You can go up for a discovery flight, have a blast. You can go up, learn how to take off, learn how to land. You may be even able to solo for the first time, fly a plane for the first time. Everything's great and dandy. But once you get into, you know, bad weather flying, or flying at heavily trafficked airports, or speaking with ATC for Bravo clearance, or cross-country flight planning and flying solo on a cross-country flight, things get a little more advanced. And when this happens and you don't have a good understanding of the ground school concepts, you're gonna hit a wall. You're gonna start to get behind the aircraft. And when this happens, if you have a good flight instructor, they're going to stop you and they're going to say, okay, we need to do one-on-one ground lessons. And now you're going to be paying your flight instructor to not even fly with you, but instead $50, $60, $70 an hour to just teach you the ground school content that you should already know. And the worst part is you're not flying with them. So the flight training that you gained, the currency, the proficiency that you gained is going to be lost, and you're going to have to redo those lessons. What happens to most student pilots is they continuously hit these mental blocks where they get behind the aircraft, they start making mistakes, and then they catch up with the ground knowledge only to have that happen again. And they start to get in this vicious cycle of having to redo trainings and repay for trainings until it gets to the point where them or their family, they finally say, you know what, this has to stop. We can no longer afford the training costs without any progress, you know, and they end up quitting. Now, so how do we avoid that? Well, here comes Part-Time Pilot. Again, I said I went through my own experience of this, and I realized that most flight training and ground training is not tailored to the modern day student pilot. And when I say modern day student pilot, I just say modern day part-time student pilot, because let's face it, there's a very small percentage of us that can go and dedicate 24/7, 365 to our flight training, or not even miss a beat and be able to pay for flight training without working. So most of us have a full-time job or maybe a part-time job. We have kids, we have family, we have school. We have all these other responsibilities on top of flight training. And most of these flight trainings and ground trainings are not tailored towards you. And so how is it the part-time pilot tailors to the modern day student pilot? Well, the first way we do that is by keeping ground school interesting. You want to avoid being boring, you want to avoid that burnout. So how we do that is we present our material in multiple ways, and you're actually listening to one of them right now. You can consume our content via this podcast and an audio recording. You can do this while you're running, while you're driving in traffic, again, tailoring to that busy part-time student pilot. Or you can read through our written lessons. You know, I like to read, so for those of you that like to read, you can read through the lessons. You can see the step-by-step examples and the procedures that we have. Or you can look through our study guide and see our diagrams and mnemonic devices, have that visual cue, those visual cues and aids that help further your understanding. Or you can watch our videos. Or you can take our quizzes and practice tests to reinforce what you just learned. And then finally, you can join us live weekly for our live Q&A and our live lessons, so you can see in real time these things taught out and these examples done in real time. And then finally, you can utilize our group community to form study groups, get questions answered 24/7. All of this is tailored for the modern day student pilot to keep ground school interesting, keep it from being boring, keep from having that burnout, and to find ways that you can consume the content throughout your busy schedule. And guess what? It works. We've had over 350 student pilots come through, take and pass their FAA exams without a single student failing. That's right. A single student has yet to tell me that they failed either their FAA written or their FAA check ride. So that is just proof in the pudding right there that our concepts, the way we explain things in plain written English, and the way we give you multiple ways to consume this content is working. So if this sounds like something you might be interested in and you want to come join us, we'd love to have you. Just go to www.parttimepilot.com, click on online ground school, and we'll see you inside the online ground school. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.